Hello and welcome to Covenant Grove's audio devotionals. Let's open up our Bibles to the book of Colossians chapter 4. Today's reading will start on verse 7 and end both the chapter and the book on verse 18. In this devotional series, we will be going over the four letters that Paul wrote while he was under house arrest by the Romans, which is talked about in the book of Acts chapter 28 verses 16 through 31 from our last devotional series. For reference, I'll be reading from the New Living Translation, but you can follow along in the version of the Holy Text you prefer. Now, starting in verse 7, Tychicus will give you a full report about how I am getting along. He is a beloved brother and faithful helper who serves with me in the Lord's work. I have sent him to you for this very purpose, to let you know how we are doing and to encourage you. I am also sending Onesimus, a faithful and beloved brother, one of your own people. He and Tychicus will tell you everything that's happening here. Aristarchus, who is in prison with me, sends you his greetings, and so does Mark, Barnabas's cousin. As you were instructed before, make Mark welcome if he comes your way. Jesus, the one we call Justice, also sends his greetings. These are the only Jewish believers among my co-workers. They are working with me here for the kingdom of God. And what a comfort they have been. Epaphras, a member of your own fellowship and a servant of Christ Jesus, sends you his greetings. He always prays earnestly for you, asking God to make you strong and perfect, fully confident that you are following the whole will of God. I can assure you that he prays hard for you and also for the believers in Laodicea and Hierapolis. Luke, the beloved doctor, sends his greetings, and so does Demas. Please give my greetings to our brothers and sisters at Laodicea, and to Nympha and the church that meets in her house. After you have read this letter, pass it on to the church at Laodicea so they can read it too. And you should read the letter I wrote to them, and say to Archippus, quote, be sure to carry out the ministry the Lord gave you, end quote. Here is my greeting in my own handwriting, Paul. Remember my chains. May God's grace be with you. Once again, that was Colossians chapter 4 verses 7 through 18 in the New Living Translation. Let's discuss and explore the section of the scriptures we just read a little more in depth. We are not called to walk alone. As we do the Lord's work, we grow an incredible bond with our partners in ministry. Paul had so many people that he was connected with, amazing co-workers who encouraged and supported him. They also did amazing ministry on their own. There was a church planting movement in the area of Colossae. This church had been planted from Ephesus and partnered together to plant at least two other churches, Laodicea and Hierapolis. They were all connected to each other, and this connection made their ministry stronger. For many people, their deepest hurts in life have been from a pastor or a co-worker in ministry. A deep bond is formed, and when hurt happens, it cuts deeply. Many get so hurt that they never serve again. When we are hurt, we must find a way to be healed by Christ, connect with others, and serve again. We are not meant to walk or serve alone. Here are some things to ponder during your personal meditation and prayer time for the rest of the day. What are you doing to form deep bonds with other Christians? How is your life making a difference in the church and for God's mission? We're grateful you joined us for Covenant Grove's daily audio devotionals. Tune in every Monday through Friday for more encouraging insights and discussions about the sacred writings of God. May you all be blessed in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.